Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. This morning I wanted to talk about this TED Talk by Tom Chi. If you want to look it up on YouTube, it's called It's called Everything is Connected. I always want to say how everything is connected, because he does explain how everything is connected in his talk. But the title, if you're looking for it on YouTube, is called It's called Everything is Connected. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole speech because, you know, it's like 13 minutes long. But not that I'm not going to hit that in my own podcast. Anyways, what I wanted to talk about, though, is this fascinating fact that he shared, that how billions of years ago, our Earth looked very different. It was just a rock. Even in the Bible, you know, it calls it like a void, you know, there's a void, dark void over the earth. There was no life, there was nothing, because we had no atmosphere, there's no oxygen to breathe, you know, there's no water, there's no plants. And once, you know, over time, millions of years, once there was water, you know, on this planet, in the water, there were microorganisms. This is really just simple, like single-celled microorganisms that formed in the water. And all that was available to breathe was carbon dioxide. That was all there was in the air. And so these microorganisms used the carbon dioxide. They would breathe it in and breathe out oxygen, you know, to just like the plants. And actually, in it, he explained how these tiny little microorganisms actually made their way and are now in plants, as in the chlorophyll, that, you know, what makes the leaves and the, you know, everything green. Anyways, fascinating, right? Which is why plants today all breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. So he was saying it took millions of years, though. It took millions and millions of these tiny little microorganisms, and it took millions of years for each one of them to breathe a tiny amount of carbon dioxide in and breathe out a tiny amount of oxygen. And so it took years, millions of years, but over time it accumulated in the air, and now we have oxygen to breathe. Once there's oxygen, there's plants and everything. And anyways, now here's the thought experiment that he took us on in his speech. And I thought it was fascinating. He said, now imagine that you're that tiny little microorganism, right? You're born, right? You come into this world. You breathe in carbon dioxide and you breathe out oxygen, you know, and then you die after a few days, right? And as that little tiny microorganism, you could think to yourself, what was the point of my life? What was the purpose? You know, where is the meaning in my existence? I mean, all I did was just take a few breaths for a few days, and I died. The world didn't change at all, you know? The world is exactly the same as when I came into it. So what was the purpose of my life? There was none. It was pointless. Right? You could think that if you were that tiny little microorganism. But what that little microorganism would fail to see, what it wouldn't be able to comprehend, really, is the millions of life forms and species, and, you know, us even, we wouldn't be here breathing oxygen if it wasn't for that tiny little microorganism and millions like him, all breathing, taking a few breaths, you know? And by doing that, just by breathing, just by existing for a few days and taking, you know, some breathing, he ultimately had a hand, right? He played a part in everything that exists now. Like, that little microorganism would not even be able to comprehend all of the people and animals and life forms that he's contributing to by taking a few breaths for a few days. That was meaningful. There was a point to it. It was just on such a far, you know, drawn out timeline, such a far timeline that he wouldn't be able to ever see it. And that's the same thing for us, you know? I was thinking, wow. Because if you think about it, a lot of us, myself even, I used to always ask myself, what is the point of all of this? What is the meaning of my life? You know, why do I even exist? You know, the world's the same, whether I'm here or not. But it isn't. We're all here for a reason. And even if the reason is simply just to breathe, because every in-breath is mirrored by a plant. Every in-breath that we take when we breathe in oxygen is mirrored by a plant. They breathe in the carbon dioxide that we breathe out. And so every out-breath is mirrored by the plants as well. So just by breathing, just by existing and taking a breath of fresh air while you're walking in the forest, that in itself is meaningful. It's just that we can't see. We're not able to comprehend it because it's on too far of a timeline. We won't be able to see the millions of lives that we would benefit just by taking a few deep breaths. You know? Just because we don't think it means anything doesn't mean, because we can't see the effects of it. It's like the butterfly effect, right? Down the line, it could have a huge effect on millions. And it can have a positive effect just by you existing. So I was telling that to my daughters yesterday while I was doing a video chat with them. And I was telling them that your life matters. And the fact that you're alive and just taking a breath, just breathing, just by breathing, you already matter. You're already important. You know? So you've already won. So I was telling them, now you don't have to think about, why do I exist, or why am I here, what's the point, what am I supposed to do? Just breathe. Just take a deep breath, right? And now just think about, what would make my time here more enjoyable? What do I like to do? You know, what are the things that I enjoy? And do that, and get good at it. Discipline yourself, you know? And you can earn a living by doing something that you love, as long as it's helping others. Just like how I groom dogs, and I make a good living off of it, and people love what I do, you know, because they see how much I love it. So you've already won. Life, see, I always thought that if I got rich, like super rich and famous, I thought that's when my life would have mattered, you know, that would give my life some meaning and purpose, if I got rich and famous. But is it really? Would I really like to be rich and famous? Because if you think about it, right, think about the most famous actor that you look up to. Do you really like them? I don't know, right? You like the characters they play in the movies. You like the way they act. But that's acting. That's pretending. That's not who they really are. And a lot of times, the celebrities that we look up to, we also talk bad about, you know, don't we? We love those gossip magazines. We love to see stars fall. So do I really want to be a star? I don't think so, right? I kind of like my privacy now. Now, I'm really starting to see the value in having some anonymity, you know? Because when you lose that, when you lose your privacy, and now you're a public figure, you can never really get that back. You know, even the actors that kind of, you know, we never hear from again. Every once in a while, you'll see a picture of them, like, working at a grocery store or something. Like, look at this person. Look how far they fell. And I don't want that. You know, I realized I thought I wanted the attention of others. But no, you get scrutinized, right? Everything you do starts to get judged and criticized. It's okay, let's scratch that. I don't want to be famous. What about rich? Oh man, wouldn't it be so nice to have all that money? I don't think so. Because I feel like if I can't get my spending under control now, if I cannot discipline myself and control my spending habits and, you know, be financially intelligent, I guess. If I cannot do that now, when the numbers are small, then there's no hope when the numbers are big, right? So when, if I can't do it now, you know, like, and I ask myself, because I remember I complain a lot and when no one's looking, well, and also when sometimes people are looking, but I was thinking to myself, man, I need to make more money. But then I asked myself, really though? Because how much do I make? Okay. Well, do other people live off of this? Can other people live off of what I'm making? Yeah, a lot of people do. Well, then I don't need to make more money. I need to budget better. I need to control my spending, right? And if I can't get that under control now when the numbers are small, how am I ever going to discipline myself when the numbers are big and the temptations are even greater? So that's probably not going to be a great idea. And also, when you have that much money, you have so many fake friends. You have so many false allies. People who are there just to benefit from you. Or even if it's just to tell people that they're your friend, because it makes them look good to be friends with someone who's so wealthy and well off. You know, you start to feel used, and you start to feel like everybody's just coming at you with their hands open. And no one really likes you or appreciates you for you. And also, people kind of, instead of being grateful for your generosity, they almost feel entitled to it. They feel like they expect it, you know? And now you feel resentful, but then you can't not be generous because now you look like a rich, stingy person. Oh, look at that. I knew, you know, people talking about you. So I don't know. I don't, again, same thing with the fame. Now you got all this attention, maybe not national attention, but you have all the attention of the people in your close circles. And I don't know. I just, now that I think about it, and I thought that when you were rich, well off, financially, you know, stable, financially independent, I thought that all your problems are gone. But I realize now, it rains on the rich and the poor. Problems come to all of us. There's no escaping it in this world. The only thing is, when you're super wealthy like that, and you have money, and money issues are no longer your problems, now you got problems that money can't solve. Now you got real problems, right? I remember this one guy I was listening to, he was saying that if you have problems, and all your problems can be solved with about $30,000 or less, you ain't got no problems. And I remember hearing that and feeling relieved. I was like, oh, wow, I guess I got no problems, because about 30 grand would, yeah, that about would do it for me, right? Take care of all my problems. So I realized I have no problems then, because he said, if you have problems that can be solved with $30,000 or less, you ain't got no problems. So do I really want to be rich? Nah, probably not. So okay, let's scratch that off. Well then, what would give my life meaning and purpose if it's not to become rich and famous? Or famous. Rich or famous. And or. Well then, I guess just existing. Like that tiny microorganism millions of years ago. Breathing into the air. Right? By doing that, he contributed to the whole in ways he never could have seen or expected, never could comprehend how all of us now are benefiting from his contribution. However small it was still important and it still mattered. So maybe that's the reason for my existence, just to breathe, just to be here, to contribute in any way I can. Maybe just by sharing my thoughts and ideas on this podcast. Maybe by sharing some helpful grooming tips on YouTube. Maybe by writing some of my thoughts down in a blog. Or sharing my ideas in books. Maybe by doing these things, I'm actually contributing in ways that I'll never be able to see or comprehend. Because it's too far down the line, you know, timeline. And maybe generations to come, maybe in 100,000 years from now, people will be listening to this very podcast that I'm making right now. Who knows? I don't know. And even if that doesn't happen, I've already won. Just by being alive and breathing and experiencing life, you know, I've already won. And let me just end with that story, a quick story. There was a figure Olympic figure skater, and she was pacing in her locker room nervously back and forth because it was her turn to go up next, and it was razor close. She could possibly win the gold medal, and now the pressure's on, and she's nervous and just anxiously pacing back and forth in her ice skates. And her coach, seeing this, notices, and he knows that if you go out there and skate like that, there's a big chance that there's going to be some mistakes, right? Because she's stiff, she's tense, she's nervous, she's not relaxed, right? So he decides to lie to her. And so he leaves the room, and after a while comes running back, and he says, "Oh my God, I just saw the judges' scorecards, and you've already won. It doesn't even matter if you go out there and fall flat on your face. You've already won the gold medal. You know, like, you could just go out there and just skate if you want. Just skate around." And she goes, "No way, really?" And he's like, "Yeah, you don't even have to put on a perfect performance. Just go out there and just do your best and have some fun because you've already won." And now all the pressure's off, and a weight has been lifted off her shoulders, right? And she goes out there and she puts on a flawless performance, and she gets almost a perfect score, but it is enough to get her the gold medal. The point is, we always perform better, we always have a better experience when we take the pressure off of ourselves and we just go out and have some fun, right? And we're relaxed and we're open to new experiences, and we give ourselves permission to fail, to fall flat on your face. He said, it's fine. Even if you fall flat on your face, you've still won. And now she can go out there and put on a flawless a performance because she's no longer scared of falling. So my message today is, just by existing, just by breathing, you're already contributing to the greater good. You already matter. You've already won. So now just go out there and go have some fun. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.